All right. Now, I had not intended to record a podcast right now. I'm tired. I think I know why. It's because I stayed up past my bedtime, hour and a half past my bedtime, playing Star Wars last night because, number one, I'm stupid, and number two, I'm a loser. And then I got up early this morning and banged out that photo essay for you guys. That was 4 hours of my life that I will not get back. You're welcome. Feel free to fucking send me some money. Feel free to buy the podcast archive. I know this is a great one. You haven't been podcasting much lately. Yeah, well, those of you who purchased the archive, you've had plenty of podcasts to listen to. You've been able to catch up on my rantings from the past. And you've been able to laugh at me back in the past when I've said things that are stupid, like women are equal and homosexuals should be allowed to live and black people are equal to white people and all this other stupid shit that I said before I fucking started paying attention and learned how to think. But it's okay. So I'm sitting here, I'm going through my fucking to-do list that never goddamn ends. And one of the things on my list was to look something up. So I looked this up on the internet, and I'm just like, you know what? I was going to save this. This was just to be part of the overall recap of Fort Collins, my last stay in Fort Collins, which was mostly me hanging out with the animals and having a good time. But I'm just going to do it. So let me tell you guys, as you know, I'm into trail running. And I have talked endlessly in the past about my favorite trail running spot in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. It's in a place called Maxwell Natural Area or Maxwell. Link to what I'm reading will be in the show notes. That's where I'd go running all the time because it was great because you go up the hill. And it's very technical, and there's lots of, you know, I've talked about this endlessly, right? You got to pay attention, and you're running up the rocks, and it gives you a good mental workout and a physical workout. You got to pay attention to everything, and then from there, you can go running around over by Horsetooth Reservoir, which is really good trails over there also. All right. So I haven't been trail running in a couple of months in Fort Collins because I've been bouncing back and forth. I've been up here. When I've been back there, I was busy. The last time I was back there is when I was moving out. You guys heard about that. You know, so I didn't have time for shit. So now this time it's like, all right, I'm back. I got free time. Although, of course, I never have as much free time as I thought I was going to have. I did play the fuck out of some Star Wars, though. I'm not going to lie. It was, it was good. It was fun. I read the fuck out of some comic books, too. I'll just tell you, when I was there, I spent literally Hitler. I had a 48-hour period. If I remember right, it was a Friday and a Saturday. For two fucking days, I did not leave the house, except for walking the dog. I did not communicate with another human, other than perhaps a couple of just, hey, how's it going, while my dog was talking to another dog, right? No emails, no text, no phone calls, no in-person, nothing. For 2 days, all I did was sleep, eat, shit, drink alcohol, pet the animals, read comic books, and play Star Wars. It was fucking great. It was absolutely fantastic. So I go up to Maxwell to go running, and I'm trugging down the trail there, and things start to look wrong. I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't right. And I'm going further down the trail, and then shit is really not right, because the trail has moved. And the trail, in some places, they've taken out the rocks. Now, at the time, I was thinking, I really should take pictures of this to show my audience. I don't have to take pictures because the fucking city of Fort Collins, right here on the website and the link that's going to be in the show notes, they have pictures of how they fucked up the trail. Because, you see, here's the short... Let me just give you the short version. Then we're going to roll through this, and we're going to see just how pissed off I get. Because I'm starting to wake up, finally. I've been sitting here just about to fall asleep. Man, I gotta move the fucking fan. And I made a cup of coffee, and I'm drinking the coffee out of the fucking Supergirl coffee cup. And I was literally fucking Hitler, barely able to stay awake 10 minutes ago. And right now, I'm fucking pissed off. After this, I might get some shit done because my fucking to-do list is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like my cock. It's giant. It just doesn't fucking stop. It's long and it's hard and it's endless. And it can't be satisfied, just like my cock. The city of Fort Collins rerouted the trail in some places, and in other places, they literally Hitler, you will see it in the photos, literally Hitler took the rocks out of the ground so that the trail will be easier to walk on. Because overweight, diabetic boomers with muscles on their faces who can't breathe, well, walking on the trail was too difficult for them. You see, we had to make the outdoors more accessible. And this is it, guys. This is the fucking retarded dystopia. Instead of expecting people to be healthy enough to walk up a fucking hill where there's some rocks in the trail that they have to make their way over and maintain their balance and not fall over, we'll take the fucking rocks out of the goddamn trail so that the most fucking incompetent, unhealthy, fucking retarded, Wuhan vaccinated piece of shit on the planet Earth can go up the fucking trail. I'm surprised they don't have people there who are being paid by the city to push your fucking wheelchair up the goddamn trail. By the way, in the Fort Collins photo essay I published on Wednesday, that was pretty brilliant, was it not? Where I thought about, okay, so if you can't get Wuhan when you're sitting down, what if everybody just gets in wheelchairs and rolls around? I mean, I thought of that as I was writing the text for the photo essay in that 4 hours of my life that I'll never get back. You're welcome. Like, okay, you go in the restaurant, you sit down, you can take off your muzzle because you can't get Wuhan because you're sitting down. What if we're all in wheelchairs? Then you don't need a muzzle, you're sitting down. The Wuhan is going over your head. My God, the Wuhan, the fucking Wuhan. I'm so sick of the Wuhan. Natural areas, the Maxwell Trail Refresh. Here's a map of how they fucked up the trail. Maxwell Trail Refresh Project, an extensive foothills management plan engagement process. Oh my God, what? Was held 2000 to gather additional feedback. I haven't read this. We're going in cold. I'm just pissed off. There are 5 sections of the trail that were improved. No, they were not improved, you fucking retard. They were ruined. They were not improved. Making the outdoors smooth is not a fucking improvement. Section 1, the Bermuda Triangle. Trail improvement. Repair existing 200-foot section by excavating, installing geocell fabric, and backfilling the grade. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, so... Section 2, utilities fence corner. Now, here's the picture. You will see the before and the after. Before, there's rocks in the trail, and you have to fucking work to get. After, they've moved the fucking rocks. There's a couple of big rocks on the side, but all the other ones. Here it says, trail improvement. Move fence corner to improve line of sight and safety. We're going to move the fence corner. I don't know what fence corner they're talking about. I have an idea what fence they might be talking about, but they can't move that fence. Maybe they're going to move the trail farther from the fence. Potentially realign 350 feet of trail to a more sustainable grade. So I'm running up the trail, right? And as I've said before, with photography, you can always tell the picture you want to tell. As we scroll down the page, you're going to see a place here where it shows the trail, the before and the after. And the before has this water puddle in it, you know, and then the after doesn't. And you think, oh, that's so much better because there's not water pooling on the trail or anything. As I was running up the trail, you could see the canyons in the trail, where the water running down the trail was already eroding it. Because, see, the trail used to be more step-like with all the rocks in it, and so it was more resistant to erosion. Now that they've taken this trail that goes up the hill and they've smoothed the whole thing off, now the water just runs down, literally Hitler. I should have taken a picture of this. Look, there's the little canyon going right down the middle of the fucking trail where all the water runs down and causes erosion. You haven't fucking fixed erosion, you fucking idiots. You've caused erosion. But I guarantee this, I wonder, is the this whoever planned this, whoever, hold on, let me click on this link. The Foothills Management Plan Engagement Process. What I want to know is how many women were involved in this? How many women? Contact. Here we go. Heidi Wagner, Senior Environmental Planner. A fucking woman. There's a woman in charge. That's why we have to make the trail easy for fucking fat people. Heidi, hold on. Let me see if I can find a picture of Heidi Wagner. I want to know how fat she is. Heidi Wagner, there's a bunch of Heidi Wagners. Let me try this. They're all fat. It could be any one of them. Fort Collins. Come on, Heidi Wagner. Oh my God, no. Please let that be her. Yes, it is. Oh my God, she's fat. Holy sh! God, I feel like I'm yelling. Come on, body shot. It's her LinkedIn headshot. You can tell she's one of these chicks. You can tell from looking at her face. You can tell she's fat. It's a fat white woman. Hey, let's fuck up the trails because some people enjoy the trail that's technical, but we can't have that because those are men and we have to ruin men's lives at every fucking opportunity. All right, considerations. Improves line of sight, safety, and mitigates erosion and removes one of the trail's technical experiences. It is not mitigating erosion. It's causing erosion. Safety. Yeah, be safe. Do we wouldn't want anybody to go outside and not be safe? Maybe we could put fucking rubber foam on all the rocks. So if someone does actually fall down, they just bounce off the rock. Removes one of the trail's technical experiences. Yes, it does. It's fucking ruined it for trail running. Thank you, fat woman. Section 3, the calm before the storm. Who comes up with these gay... Oh, never mind. I know who comes up with these names. A fucking fat white woman from North America who has never experienced discomfort in her life. Hell, she probably couldn't make it up the goddamn trail. That's why it needed to be fucking smoothed out. Trail improvement, continued general maintenance, no improvements. Blah, blah, blah. Then why is it on here? Section 4, the channel. Yeah, see the channel. And now there's the before picture and the after picture. And you see the before picture, I can see why this is called the channel, because you had to run between some big rocks. You had to go over some big rocks. In the after picture, they've removed most of the big rocks. And so then the other big rocks right there in the foreground, they've actually partially buried them. Section 5, switchbacks. Filled in, yeah. Considerations, does not impact any plant communities. No, the consideration is that you ruined the fucking trail. Again, you'll see the picture. Yes, the before picture has a water puddle in it. Okay, for fat women with college diplomas, probably a bachelor's degree, who work for the city and never go outside, fat girl, here's a little factoid for you. When it rains, you get water puddles outside. See, you wouldn't know that because you don't go outside when it rains, because you don't go outside because there's no food outside. There is no buffet outside, okay? That's how you got fat, is eating too fucking much. You went to college and you went to the buffet. That's what you've done with your fucking miserable little fucking life, all right? College, buffet, buffet, college. And then you got a job for the fucking city government. What do you do there? You sit indoors. You leave, you go somewhere at 12 o'clock noon with all the other sheep. At noon, you go someplace that has a buffet. And you eat some more. And then at 1 o'clock, you go back and you leech on some more taxpayer money sitting in your fucking government office fucking things up for those of us who like to go outside. Sweetheart, yes, when it rains outside, you get water puddles. That's what happens. You have not improved anything. This is not an improvement. Why was the trail restored, though maintenance was performed annually by the Natural Areas Department staff and volunteers? The condition of the trail had degraded past the point. It's not degraded. Guys, fuck! Fuck! These are the same people. We have to leave nature alone. Yeah, be sustained. Guys, it's nature. It's outdoors. It doesn't fucking degrade. Jesus, goddamn Christ. It's dirt and rocks. The trail had simply suffered too much erosion. No, it hadn't. I ran out there all the time. It's getting eroded now because you made it into a fucking flat surface, you fat woman. God damn it. And there's just more bullshit here. Your check ramps that are going to prevent soil erosion are not working, sweetheart. I've been there. They're not working. So there it is. Yeah, once again, I'm just really happy that I'm out of Fort Collins. Because what little bit there is there that I enjoyed. I mean, they fucking ruined the fucking outdoors trail. They've ruined the fucking trail. Hey, let's go fuck up the outdoors. All right, hang on. We already know this. I'm a genius. All right, here's what we do. The agencies, the United States military that just got its ass kicked by the Taliban, and then like the NSA and all these other agencies that are supposed to do cybersecurity and intelligence, right? Like the CIA and the NSA and all this shit, military, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines. The Coast Guard is okay. They actually serve a purpose. I know the Coast Guard is filled with faggots and women and trannies, but the Coast Guard can actually do something useful if we get the women, faggots, and trannies out. Okay, so Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, National Guard. Well, that's funded by the states, though, I think. We'll leave that. NSA, CIA, all the intelligence agencies, all the military. All of that, we shut it all down. We fire everybody. We take all that money, we divide it up into three equal piles. One pile, we give back to the taxpayers. The second pile, we give to the people on 4chan and tell them, do intelligence and protect the computers of the United States. And the third pile, we give it to the Taliban to defend the United States. Done, done, and done. You're welcome.